Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah begins, Ketzad bot genes ha'edim. Now that you have witnesses, how do you check them out? How do you check to see whether or not they are speaking the truth? So, hayu machnisin osan, we bring them into Beis Din, ma'aymin aleihem, and we put fear into them. We scare them. We tell them about the tremendous severity of saying a falsehood as a witness, and the types of punishments it brings upon the world, and therefore to make them concerned that they should say only the truth. We do that prior to their testifying. Umotzien eskol ha'adam lachutz, and we take either everybody outside. There's an alternative girsa in a text of the Mishnah. Umotzien osan lachutz, we take them, after putting the fear into them, we take them outside of Beis Din. Umishayrin esagodol shebehen, and we let the senior one of the two witnesses, or if there's more than two witnesses, whoever is the most senior, we leave them in the Beis Din. V'omrim lo, and the dayanim, the judges, say to this witness, Emor, tell us, heich ato yodea shezeh chayav lozeh. How is it that you know that so and so is obligated to give money or owes money to this other person? How do you know that? Im amar, if the witness says, hu amar li she'ani chayav lo, the person who was being the claim was against told me, yeah, it's true, I owe him money. Or ish ploni amar li shu chayav lo, or some third party said that Ruvain owes Shimon money. Lo amar klum, he hasn't said anything. That's no testimony. Now, even though he says he heard from the person being claimed against, he heard from him, that doesn't mean anything. Because people sometimes will make a statement that I owe a lot of money, I have good credit. They want to make themselves sound like they have a lot of money. Only very wealthy people owe a lot of money. If you owe a lot of money, the poor person doesn't owe that type of money. So also, if you heard from a third party, that certainly doesn't count. Ad sheyomar, it's not valid until the witness says, b'faneinu hodulo, that in front of us, in front of the witnesses, the person who makes the claim, and the person who the claim was against, that the person who the claim was against admitted to the person who made the claim that, yes, I owe you money. Shu chayav lo masayim zuz, for example, says that I owe you $200. After they give such valid testimony, machnisin es hashen, they bring in the second witness, ubot gemoso, and they check him out. Im nimtzu divrei mechuvanim, if their words are aligned, they're both saying the same thing, then the judges are nosin v'nosin bedavar, they have some give and take about it and discuss the issue. Shnayim omrim zakai, if two out of the three judges say he's zakai, he doesn't owe the money, ve'echad omer chayav, and one of them says he owes the money, Zakai, he's considered putter. He's considered he doesn't owe the money. He wins because two out of three witnesses said that he doesn't owe the money. Shnayim omrim, if two of the judges say chayav, he owes the money. Vechad omer zakai, one says he doesn't. Chayav, then he owes the money because two out of three wins. Echad omer zakai, vechad omer chayav. What if one judge says he's zakai? The one says he's chayav. And the third one says he doesn't know. Then vafilu shnayim zaken, even if two out of three say that he doesn't owe the money, or shnayim mechayven, or two of them say he does owe the money, v'echad omer eni yodea, and the third party says I don't know. If the third party says they don't know, it's like they're not there. Saying you don't know as a judge is as if you aren't even sitting in the court. And if you have a court of two, doesn't count, even if the two are in agreement with each other. So therefore, what the Mishnah says you have to do is Yosifu Hadayanin, you have to add another two judges, and then once you have five, so then we have to see, can we come out with three out of the five or not?